Kate Langbrook, live from, you're back in Bologna, Kate?
Oh, yes, yes. And I just heard what Ed said about me crowing about my freedom.
Yeah, we saw it on your Instagram.
Oh, yes. I don't think I was crowing. Oh,
just having a good time. You've been having a great time.
Yes, which, you know what? Let's do prayer hands. Australia will also enjoy over summer.
A lot of Australia has already been enjoying it, to be honest, Katie. Enjoyed it. So.
And a lot of Australia has not been enjoying it.
Now, if you follow at all what's going on, Europe is the cases are going through the roof in Paris and London, well, in France and in England and Scotland,
Spain.
And other places, Spain.
Yeah.
Italy has also had a massive rise in cases, hasn't it?
Like huge. Up, I think, about 3,000 in the last week. So up to 8,000 cases.
But is it people coming back from little trips and people mixing around, Kate? Is that what's been happening?
I don't know. Who knows, Edward? In this world, I think it's a bit do winter. Any of us know anything? But yes, as we do know, without being epidemiologists. You're not allowed to have an opinion.
I know.
Tertiary qualification.
But also,
in this world. What's happened?
The people who are having opinions telling you not to have opinions are also themselves not epidemiologists, right?
So Correct.
Yeah.
But what we can do is look around and go, oh, okay, when people are on the beach, even like that fabled mass outing at Bondi or whatever, at St Kilda, you know that doesn't seem to result in a spike in cases. The outdoors and the beach do not seem to be COVID cupboards.
Yeah, it's the cold, it's indoors, isn't it?
Yes, and as winter approaches here. So we've gone straight into deep autumn here. Like the temperatures dropped by, 15 degrees in 2 weeks.
Whoa. Yeah.
And the cases are up. Hopes are down.
I don't want to be morbid, but the death rate is not anywhere near what it was in the first round. It's nowhere near it. So
no, it's not.
Fingers crossed
And so there are people who are saying that now it can be treated like an influenza. But, of course, it can't be because people who have in power, who have called for massive lockdowns and stuff, can't now retreat to that position.
Mm. Well, some countries aren't going into lockdown. And that's true, isn't it? I believe.
Well, I don't know. Curfew. France said they weren't going into lockdown, but now it looks like they are again with a curfew. And here we've had an escalation of measures that we have to take. So you have to wear a mask everywhere now where you're in contact with other people, unless you like riding your bicycle or whatever. But even when you stop at the, at a crosswalk, you have to put a mask on.
Hey, what are you noticing about businesses? Businesses that were closed, have they all reopened again, or have you seen an attrition rate?
There's in Bologna, it was always very interesting because you hardly ever saw any closed shops, except of course during the traditional siesta period in the middle of the day. But there do seem to be a few shops that have not reopened. But restaurants and bars have all reopened and they're nearly all outside, although you are allowed to use the inside as well.
Right.
But people have been enjoying the outside. But now we're like, what's going to happen? You can't eat outside in winter.
No. Yeah, of course. No, they won't be able to. Yeah, it's going to be back to being in your apartment, isn't it? Probably.
Well, I hope not. But because they're, Italians and they do things beautifully, they've set up whole, like, couches out on the street and armchairs.
See,
well, they've got the heaters going, though.
No heaters yet.
Oh,
no,
wow. God, that's not going to work. What about schools? What are they saying with schools?
No word with schools. We've had a couple of near misses at our school. But nothing, everything seems to be normal yet. Although our kids have had 2 days off school this week and last week, and a lot of the other parents have kept kids home. As soon as there's a slight, as soon as they look at you slightly cockeyed, you put them in bed. And
good plan.
Well, good guys, plan. Say I have not had a cold for a year, 12 months.
And well, gastro. No,
my children haven't either.
Like, gastro as well.
No. So it's only, this is what lockdown solves, Susie. Why don't we lock down the whole world? It also solves the road toll. Let's just stay locked up forever.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want
it. It's funny though, isn't it? You realise how much you normally get. If you walked around with masks on all the time, would you not get sick?
Well, that's
probably.
I mean, that's been the plan in Asia for years and years. As soon as they get a cold, it's mask time, and they were right.
Yes. However, were they right, Ed? Because where did the Wuhan flu come from?
But they're just partying hard in Wuhan now, though. No second wave there.
Beach party.
No
second. Loving it.
All right, okay. Thanks for catching up with us. Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Love you.
Susie and Ed.